So what was the inspiration for this film?
I was inspired to do this film by a legend that was, you know, around when I was a child, of Crescent Point in Sunset, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And so the story was so, you know, eerie and scary, and people really were, you know, always shooing you away from that the place and, you know, advising you never to, you know, go there. And so I always felt like, you know, that would be a great ghost story, a great movie, and that's exactly what gave us the foundation for the final project.
All right, what horror films did you watch as a kid, and how do you think they influenced this one?
I grew up on, you know, Freddy Krueger and Friday the 13th. I love Wes Craven. I like everything he does, and then of course I like Friday the 13th. I love Michael Myers, so I grew up on a lot of slasher, you know, kind of your traditional horror. And then when Blair Witch Project came out, it was so amazing to me because I really believed the story. I thought it was real people, and I thought it was great. And so being a fan of the documentary style of movie-making period, to incorporate that into horror was just amazing to me. So that's why this movie, The Final Project, is styled that way, because it's my favorite kind of two genres put together, merged together.
Why do you think films like this, the ones that are shot this way, still matter? They had their heyday about, you know, a decade ago, but they've still managed to be relevant, and people still care about them. Why? Why do you think that this style of shooting is so infectious to viewers?
I think for viewers, no matter what people say, you know, they criticize these movies and say things, but the fact is, they're fun. They're a good time. You know, it breaks up the monotony of, you know, the standard horror, you know, your slashers and the boogeyman's and under the bed and all this stuff that we do so well, you know, as a horror community. But these types of movies are so different, and they're so realistic if they're done right, and they feel so relatable to the audience. And so I think that's why people still, you know, it's still a guilty pleasure, because it feels so real and it's fun. It's a good time.
You mentioned fun in a real time, and just like, you know, I've watched the film a couple of times, and the dialogue seems like it was very fun and laid back. What was the feeling like on set with the entire cast? Just like kind of goofing around for a lot of the film because it's so conversational.
And that's exactly how it was. When I casted this movie, I wanted people who were relatable, and I wanted them to kind of exemplify the personalities that we were looking for, as natural to these people as it was to the script. And so when we were on set, a lot of this stuff, you know, they had talking points, they had, you know, subject that they were to talk about, but a lot of it was just, you know, hey, have a good time with this, and if I feel what you're talking about isn't, you know, on par with what we've written, I'll stop you, but, you know, for now, just go, because I wanted them to, you know, really dig down into the character and become this person, so I allowed them to, you know, just go at it, and so what we edited out were really just true conversations that were happening.
All right, what does this film really, you know, mean to you? In your bio, you know, it talks about how, you know, you're one of the only black gay horror film creators. And so now that this film is getting ready to come out, and you've kind of put your stamp on this genre, how does this all kind of come together now? What does this mean to you now?
For me, it's my foot in the door. You know, it has opened a door for me, you know, as a professional. I feel like, you know, I didn't do a typical, you know, subject that is so relatable to my experiences of being a black person or being a gay person, that this is something that's so far outside of my comfort zone, that because I didn't grow up, you know, I wasn't in it. This isn't a real story. Mm-hmm. So I had to create something. And so for me, I feel like it's going to show people, you know, that I'm creative and that I can create things, and that, you know, maybe you can take me serious and be ready for my next film. So it's a foot in the door for me, very much so.
Okay. Bottom line, why should someone watch this movie? Like, if you kind of had to sell it to somebody, somebody was walking by the theater and they see the final project and they're kind of like, oh, I would go see this, but they're kind of not sure. And you could kind of give them those words to get them inside the door. What do you think you'd say?
I think I would tell people to remember how much they enjoyed Blair Witch Project, because really that was the inspiration for this film. And it's kind of like, you know, the Blair Witch Project amped up, you know, maybe giving you everything that you didn't get from the Blair Witch Project.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like these type of films, if the Blair Witch Project was revolutionary to you, then you will love my film, because it's a throwback. You know, it's one of the first raw films since the Blair Witch Project. It doesn't have all the Hollywood magic and the boom boom, you know, that you get from, you know, Hollywood making this type of movie. This is an independent film, and it gives you the raw essence what Blair Witch started, you know, 16 years ago.
What are your real goals for this movie? Like, what are you looking to accomplish aside from, you know, getting your foot in the door?
Mm-hmm. I just want to, you know, set a tone for my career. Just to let people know that I'm a serious filmmaker and I'm going to keep building. This is just my first film. And when I say my first film, I don't mean my first film to make it. It's my first film, period, that I've ever filmed as an artist. So, and look at where it's gotten. And I'm very proud of that. So just keep watching because more to come and it'll only get better.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to add?
No, that's it. I just want people to have a good time. Like I said, this is a fun film. I incorporated a few things in there for the gamers, and they'll understand when they see it what I'm talking about. Just to have a good time with the film, because that's what I wrote it for, just a good time.